even though she appeared to be in fantastic physical shape. Nina lay down rather than sat in the seat and shielded her face from the side window with her hand. "Is there anything you need?" Clara asked, her tone light. "Toothbrush, clothes, underwear?" "A phone," mumbled Nina hoarsely. "I really need a phone. I've hardly any money at the moment." "That's the last thing you need to worry about. I've plenty of money. More than enough for both of us." Nina looked at her. "You do?" "I'm rolling in it. I started working for other galleries in Brun Rasmussen, and it turned out I'm a natural at finding young and cheap artists that I just know will make it big." Nina put a hand on her sister's forearm and smiled. "That's brilliant. Good thing one of us was able to figure things out." "Yeah, right? Little Carla from Ishoy. And from such a cultivated home." They laughed together. Their parents' perception of fine art had been the pseudo-art of three-legged cows grazing in a psychedelic sunset from Tromsøen in Copenhagen. Nina laid her head back and took in the high white facade of the patrician villa. "Shut up. It has pillars." The front door was flanked by Ionic columns, which bore a balustrade higher up under the first floor windows and balcony doors. Clara unlocked the door, and they were received by a Siamese cat. It wound itself around Nina's legs. She liked cats. She scratched behind its ear, and the cat purred deep in its throat. "It's called Mulan," said Clara. "After the animated movie, you know? I thought it was Chinese." The house smelled clean and fresh, and was quiet as a church. "Where are the kids?" "I don't know, actually. It's summer vacation, which is far too long in my opinion." "Don't they have summer jobs?" Clara snorted. "They wouldn't know what a job was if it bit them in the arse. I doubt if they could even cycle without support wheels. I'm not proud of it, but when they were little, they spoke better Filipino than they did Danish." "Clara!
I'll show you to your room."